With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. State lawmakers are scheduled to resume a debate this week on a bill to end the death penalty. Scott Franz reports talks in the House will likely be more heated than they were in the Senate.
Republican Dave Williams of Colorado Springs says he'll try to filibuster the bill when it likely reaches the House floor for a final vote. He thinks the decision should be up to voters and not the legislature. Supporters say the death penalty is costly and fails to deter violent crime. And Democrats, along with the support of at least three Republicans, are expected to use their majority to repeal it for all crimes committed after July 1st. Governor Jared Polis is also ready to end it. A similar measure stalled last year in the Senate because some Democrats wanted to keep it. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A bill to end the state's 112-year-old tradition of observing Columbus Day is moving through the state house. Representative Leslie Herud says Christopher Columbus should no longer be honored because of his actions towards natives.
We should not be celebrating someone who ushered in decades, generations of rape, of genocide, and slavery.
The bill would replace Columbus Day with a holiday honoring Francis Xavier Cabrini, who set up orphanages in Colorado in the early 1900s. Several Republicans are opposed to the change, saying they should not try to, quote, rewrite history. Lawmakers have been rejecting efforts to end Columbus Day since 2007. Author Christopher McDougall's bestseller, Born to Run, looked at what an obscure tribe of elite runners in Mexico could teach ultra-marathoners. Kristen Kay reports he's in town tonight to discuss running with a donkey.
Running with Sherman details how a neglected donkey became McDougall's running partner. He says the experience taught him about communication, even though Sherman can't talk.
It actually improves things. You know, how often do we find ourselves in a spat? And we're just waiting for the other person to stop talking so we can jump in with our opinion. But you take the words away, and you have to try to really understand what that other creature is experiencing.
McDougall visits Pepke Auditorium as a part of the Winter Word Series from Aspen Words. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.